This episode is being recorded out of Shop Talk Podcast Studios in Oak Park, Michigan. For more information, visit www.shoptalkpod.com.
My name is Dawn Green, and I am the host here. Call me Dawnie Dawn for Heels and Pantyhose Podcast. I am a wardrobe stylist, fashion image consultant, and fashion show producer located here in the city of Detroit. In all honesty, I always tell everybody I'm just the girl from Detroit who decided to go for it. I decided to not settle for glass slippers, but break glass ceilings. And within this podcast, Heels and Pantyhose, they say sex sells, so I'm glad I got your attention now. With business and fashion, it's one and one and the same. Traditions repeats itself. Style repeats itself. We're modern times. So let's just take these different avenues and cross-reference them. And that's what it is for Heels and Pantyhose. Different designers, different lanes of avenues, and different lanes of revenue for you to start as an entrepreneur. Some people like YSL. Some people like Christian Louboutin. Same thing when it comes down to business. Some people will like your business. Some people will like other businesses. But you have to create the lane for yourself to bring in that revenue. So with that being said, me being the owner, operator of Dusk Till Dawn, LLC, and knowing all of these different people on my resume, I decided to launch this podcast, Heels and Pantyhose, to aspire all of those who want to start off in the fashion industry, as well as I mentioned, different resources that I know. So I know a lot of people in the fashion industry, as well as I know a lot of different business entrepreneurs from flower decor to people who have started their own credit score companies, and I'm going to have them come on eventually as my co-hosts for the show. So this is going to be a very, 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 very fun show, and especially because I'm a millennium. So I am a millennium with an old soul. So hence again, where I always talk about past traditions mixed in with current traditions. And I am that one person who always says, you know, social media is a great foundation for your business. But at the same time, human interaction is imperative. And that's old traditions. You got to know how to talk to people and not at people. And amongst all of these episodes that we do have on here, Heels and Pantyhose, you will find out like, dang, Dawn is really, 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 really old soul. And sometimes you might see my little religious nuts come out. But I'm still a girl who like trap music. I still love Blade Icewood. I think that is just the best thing, boy, would you? So with that being said, you guys, please make sure you follow me on Instagram, Heels and Pantyhose Podcast. Also, if you already are following Dusk Till Dawn LLC. But these are the formulas that you can find all the information regarding fashion, do's and don'ts, as well as any type of questions you may have, shoot me a DM too, right? So also on Facebook, Dawn Green, you can follow me on there because I have reached my capacity of friend request. But Heels and Pantyhose is a business page and you can like that too on Facebook. But what I do on Facebook is I have this thing that I love to do where I just kind of like just vent about things I don't have time for. And I think at this current moment, we should really just take a moment to just woo-sigh. And let's just go and let me know if you are feeling the things that I don't have time for on this day. For instance, I honestly don't have sons like Scooter. I don't have time for them. And I'm referring to Scooter from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Like, you're not even that cute to be playing Yomi in, I don't know, Scrappy's sister name. But yeah, it just shows, ladies and gentlemen, that these are the type of sons who still exist. way into their 40s who feel as though they can have their cake and eat it too. And us as women, you know, if I commend you ladies like Yomi who feel as though you know you the HBIC. Kudos to you, sis. However, I don't have time for it. Secondly, I don't have time for, still to this day, how is Kenya and Nene still beefing? Like, I thought they was good. Way into their late 40s, 50s, I don't know. But come on, y'all got kids. What are we doing here with all of the money in the world, as you say? You a rich bitch, Nene. But here we are, arguing. Over what? I don't think you know. I don't know, and I ain't got time for it. Ungrateful people. I don't have time for ungrateful people. And when I refer to ungrateful people, we're still living. We're still breathing. And here we are in Michigan, people up in Lansing, Michigan, protesting. How you ungrateful because you still alive? Oh, because you want to go fishing and you want to go play golf. But then when we look at the numbers, oh, look at here. Our cases has risen again. Y'all just ungrateful. As a matter of fact, y'all just selfish. And also, I really ain't got time for my hair. I washed it one time since the shut-in. And I really had hoped that we was going to be able to go to the beauty shop like Mother's Day weekend. I was going to get that one Mississippi press and curl or just get a really good deep conditioning something. Currently, I'm over here looking like a cotton ball is stuck on top of my head. But that's okay. That's all right. Because guess what? I'd rather be 6 feet above than 6 feet under. So I'm going to continue to follow these guidelines. But sometimes I just wish that a beauty supply store was open. Because every time one opens, it gets shut down. Because guess what? We ain't got time to follow none of the guidelines at all, ever. We reached the capacity of 50 to 100 real quick at the beauty supply store. And sis, just wait for somebody. If you know somebody needs something, just buy it and then just pay it forward. You know, come on. And then I also don't have time for these low gas prices. And I really ain't got nowhere to go. But I decide to like just get in the car and just drive around the block a few times. Only because gas is like 85 cents a gallon at Costco's, and shoot, Sunoco might even hit you for like $1.15. But I feel like they did that to us on purpose so then we could break the laws like the people who went up to Lansing and drove out there because guess what? Gas is cheap. Okay. And my list can continue to go on. I haven't had my nails done. I'm in dire need of a pedicure, and I'm cutting the sheets, and I ain't got time for it. It's really a SOS and I need help. Somebody please tell me what I can do. Also, I have literally discovered that I have OCD when it comes to my dog and his health. And I have taken him to the vet at least once every week since I've been in shut-in. Yeah. And I also know that I'm not built to be a prisoner. Like at all. Like, I mean, we have all of these great resources and I still ain't got time for it. I just know this is just showing us that, hey, we need to just be grateful for what we have and just take the time out to just appreciate the little things because people in jail can't just come and go as we still can. And amongst all the things that I don't have time for, I still show gratitude and appreciation that I wake up every day to set out some type of goal of mine. And even if it is just going to the living room and sitting there and powering up a laptop. So with all the things that I don't have time for, I hope that you guys enjoy it because that's going to be one of the highlight points on the show and the way that we close it out. And I hope that you find a time out to tune in again with Heels and Pantyhose podcast. So ladies, click your heels twice. Gentlemen, make sure you do the tie check. I know that you got it. Thank you so much for tuning in with me today at Heels and Pantyhose. This your girl, Donnie Dawn.